Okay. The subject of what I'm going to talk about is enforcing the GPL. Copyright helps copy left. I'm not in a position to take a very legal or a very juristical approach to this presentation because I'm not a lawyer at all. I'm a software developer. And I'm one of the beneficiaries of the authors of the GNU GPL, the General Public License, which was developed by the Free Software Foundation during the last 20 years. So who is speaking to you? I'm Harald Welte, author of Netfilter IP Tables, which is a firewalling part of the Linux kernel. And why am I speaking to you? Because I actually enforced my own copyright to make sure free software stays free. So, first of all, a brief, we don't have that much time left, a brief overview about what the GPL is. I guess most people here know what the GPL is. The idea is to build a software license that is unlike other software licenses. Instead of taking away freedoms from software users, it actually grants freedoms, four fundamental freedoms, to the users of free software. Again, I'm not really the right person to give a deep introduction into the GPL. I'm just a software developer. If you ever heard a presentation by Richard Stallman or somebody else from the Free Software Foundation on the topic of the GPL, they can be very, can be way better in presenting those freedoms. Basically, the idea is that anybody who has the software or has a copy of the software has the right to run the software, to study the software and modify it. This means it requires access to the source code. It means you have to be able to redistribute the software, and you have to be enabled to redistribute modified versions of the software. That's the part most people know about the GPL. However, especially certain groups of corporate users don't actually know about the other part of the GPL, which are obligations. The GPL tries to assure that those four fundamental freedoms remain there and nobody can take away these four fundamental freedoms. Namely, first, if you distribute a GPL licensed work, you have to tell the person you give this copyrighted work to that the GPL, that it's licensed under the GPL. The second condition is that you have to actually pass along a copy of the license text, so anybody who receives a copy of this program can actually learn about his rights and his obligations. And the third condition is the technically most important condition, access to the source code. So either you pass along the source code or you pass along a written offer valid for at least 3 years to provide a copy of the source code. This is also valid for derived works, so if you make any modifications and create a derivative work, you again have to license the derivative work under the GPL. So how was this enforced in the past? The Free Software Foundation has handled numerous cases of enforcing the general public license. I got involved with one of these cases in about a year ago when, I don't know how many of you have heard about that case, but the Linksys case where a vendor of WLAN routers, WLAN access point equipment was shipping a Linux-based product without providing or without complying to those three conditions that the GPL three obligations that the GPL states. Enforcing copyright is always something only the original author of the work can do, the copyright holder. So the Free Software Foundation, of course, can only do something in case that Free Software Foundation has been assigned the copyright to a particular work. Most free software on the internet, most GPL licensed software is not copyrighted by the Free Software Foundation, but by the respective authors. So if there's any way of enforcing the general public license, always the copyright holders who have to take the action. So there was an alliance led by the Free Software Foundation to enforce the GPL in the Linksys case. And first there was made contact to the legal department of Linksys, which was recently bought by Cisco at that point. The alliance presented their demands and their the conditions that the GPL states, and pointed out that Linksys was not in compliance. And then it ended up in negotiations over negotiations, and time passed on, and then Linksys made some source code available, although it was not the full source code. GPL has a very clear definition on what full source code is. And it went on and it went on, and it took about 4 months, and then Linksys finally released the full source code for the respective product. And that's it. It wasn't made very public. The conditions of any kind of settlement or whatever happened were not communicated in a public way. So everything happened in a very quiet approach. And some copyright holders were not willing to go the same way. They disagreed with this silent way, because somebody who infringes copyright and distributes a GPL-violating product doesn't lose anything by that strategy. First, I infringe copyright and I distribute the project or the product. Then I wait until somebody finds out. Then I wait until this person who found out contacts the original authors or copyright holders. Then they start negotiating, and then it takes about 4 months. And at that point of time, the product life cycle has already ended, and I offer a new product, which is totally different, or again, maybe infringes the license, but is not subject to the negotiations that took place previously. Especially if you come from a technological background in the wireless network field, you will know that the product life cycle is less than 4 months in this area, usually at least. We, as developers of software, free software being used in those kind of network equipment, found out about more and more of these cases, and we started to push for enforcement of the GPL in a different approach. The idea is to get one or two or maybe a small number of cases and make them public, get a settlement out of court, or maybe even go in front of court if the respective infringing company is not, or infringing organization is not willing to comply, and make this public and raise awareness that the GPL is not a one-way road, but it doesn't only grant you rights, but you always have three fundamental obligations. We've been quite successful with this strategy. We have settled out of court with a number of organizations. A couple of names are there. I don't want to talk about the individual names. You will find multinational big corporations in this list. We are still negotiating with a couple of more. And one case, actually, the Sitecom case, went in front of court. Court in Munich, which granted a preliminary injunction for, in this case, me as the copyright holder on the protected work, the software. And this preliminary injunction prevented Sitecom from distributing their infringing product unless they fulfill those three obligations, and they are actually written in the preliminary injunction. So if you read the text, you can read that A, they have to mention the GPL, B, they have to pass along a copy of the license text, and three, they have to give access to the source code. And I think, at least as I've been aware, and as well as everybody else who's involved in this GPL enforcement, nobody could tell me that there was any prior case where actually a court decision was based on enforcing the GPL. So this can be seen as quite a success in finally getting some precedent on the legal status of the GPL. You may have heard that certain companies don't stop claiming that the GPL is invalid and it's not enforceable and it's an illusion and whatever. But it seems like at least this court in Germany had a different point of view. I think it is important actually to enforce the GPL because when I wrote the software and I put it under the GPL, it was a decision I made it was an intentional decision. It didn't happen by accident, but it was an intention. I could have used a BSD or modified BSD style license and not care about what other users do and if they provide source code or not or whatever they do, but it was an intentional decision. And from my point of view, there are lots and lots of GPL violations. In some cases, even the authors know about them, but they don't do anything about it. And if I feel committed to the freedom I want to grant my users, I actually have to eventually take that part of legally enforcing it if some organizations try to undermine this strategy of freeing our freedom. So I think it is important to find find a forum or a communication platform where users can report if they find out about copyright violations in case of GPL licensed software, which would then even verify that or find out which are the respective copyright holders on the particular software used in there and would then contact the authors or the copyright holders and inform them about what's going on here so they can actually try to enforce the copyright. I think lots and lots of people are just not looking seriously at this issue. There are companies who are distributing derivative works of GPL programs for years, let's say like 5 years or something, and nobody ever challenged them in a way that, hey, you're using free software, you're not making available the full source code. And since those issues became public and our enforcement efforts became a bit more public, there's not a single week where I don't receive email from people pointing out, well, there's this or that company selling this or that device, which also contains GPL licensed software. Can't you do anything about that? So I think there is a need for some communication and for some directed effort in this enforcement of the general public license. Of course, we have problems. As I said, I think those problems can be solved by better communication between the users who actually find out about the violation and contacting the authors. That's about the overview I wanted to give about what we did. And I think it is actually, I find myself in a quite strange position. Usually I'm not a friend of strong copyright at all, but now I see the benefit the copyright has actually for guaranteeing the freedom. And I think the new general public license as like the first, at least from my knowledge, the first license which tried to guarantee freedoms before other licenses in other areas than software, like the Creative Commons licenses were started, GPL has shown a way how authors can, by using the existing legal framework, guarantee freedom of their works. So I personally would say that I'm not somebody who demands that, you know, we don't need any copyright. Copyright needs to be abolished. Everything is public domain. We don't respect copyright, something like that. But I would rather say it's about educating authors about different strategies, different licensing models, different ways of distributing their works, without signing off all the rights to the intellectual property industry while still making a living or while still just looking at a different economic model. I don't think that we need to abolish copyright or something like that, like radical people would look on this. Okay. That was what I wanted to show. Of course, I'm open for questions, discussion, and so on.